You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
The cosmos, the vast unknown, reaching far into the universe, filled with galaxies and mysteries, holds the mystical key to your pet's personality and future. Welcome to Lucky's Stars, your weekly journey into the magical world of pet astrology. Sirius the dog star, Pisces the fish, Taurus the bull. See what predictions the stars foresee. Is your pet going to have a rough week or sitting in the catbird seat? Find out now with your host, international pet astrologer, Lucky.
Hey y'all, it's me, Lucky. Welcome to our first edition of Lucky Stars, where I'll tell you what the stars have in store for your pet for the coming week. First, let's get down to a little business. If any of y'all want to get in touch with me to ask me a pertinent question, you like that word, pertinent? Makes me sound intelligent. Anyway, just drop me an email at lucky@petliferadio.com. If you have a question, I'll read it on my show and give you an answer. May not be the answer you're looking for, but I will definitely address it. Just in case you missed it the first time, it's lucky@petliferadio.com. I also have a blog here on Pet Life Radio, and if I got something to say, which is most of the time, you can read it right there. Well, I'm ready to get down to it and tell you what the stars say about your upcoming week. But first, we gotta take a quick break for some pertinent messages from our sponsors. Don't go away.
We've barely scratched the surface. Lucky Stars will transport back into the metaphysical right after these earthly words from our sponsors. Right, Lucky? Thinking about buying a monkey? How about a ferret or a skunk? Then check out the show that will answer the burning questions: where do you get them? What do you feed them? How do you take care of them? And most of all, what were you thinking? With exotic pet expert and author Bob Tart, every week on demand from PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. The moon is in the seventh house, and actually, so are Lucky's treats. So now, with more pet horoscopes and some heavenly snacks, here's Lucky.
Okay, welcome back to Lucky Stars. I'm your host, Lucky, and here's this week's pet horoscopes. Well, first one is Aries. Now, if your pet is born between March 21st and April 20th, this one's for you. Your pets are going to be downright sociable. So put out the kibble and squeaky toys and listen for scratching at the door. Overindulgence is a problem, so don't leave food out too long or you'll have one fat cat or hefty hound. Make sure you don't leave your Doritos lying around by the TV or they may not be there when you get back. Your pet's lucky day this week is Wednesday. Maybe they'll find that toy they've been looking for. If your pets are born under the sign of Taurus the bull, that's April 21st to May 21st, this one's for you. Romance is in the air for your fluffy friend this week, so you might want to check out the neighborhood and see who's sniffing around. In the meantime, your pet will love some extra hugs and kisses from you this week. Things will run smoothly this week, so some extra time playing in the yard or just relaxing in the sun will be fun for everyone. If you're into barbecuing, I'm sure they'd be happy to help you eat that burger or that steak. Moving along, next is Gemini. That's May 22nd to June 21st. This week, your pets want love and affection, so really pay attention to them and maybe let them on the couch with you. They're feeling a bit creative this week, so they may want to check out the garbage bag in the kitchen or turn a pillow into a cotton ball. They will really be trying to communicate with you, so pay attention. They may want to take a vacation with you, so if you see them chewing on a magazine, they're probably just checking out prices on cruises. The next sign is Cancer. That's June 22nd to July 22nd, and your pets are feeling happy and peppy this month. They'll be looking to you to keep them entertained and provide extra fun and games. So dig out that frisbee or ball for the big pets, and well, you could take little ones shopping with you. They all like to ride in the car. If they seem a little pesky, it's only because they want your attention. So go out, have fun, see what interesting places you can enjoy together. Moving along, the next sign on the zodiac would be Leo. That would be Leo the Lion, and that's July 23rd to August 22nd. Your pets are looking for some adventure this week, and you are the activities director. Yep, you're elected. Travel, or just a trip to the store or park is okay. The pet store would really be a treat. Most of them allow your pets, so take them to the treat bar. I know there's plenty of good stuff there. I've been there. Find someplace new where they will see new sights and smell new smells. It is absolutely necessary for you to treat these pets like they are royalty. They think they are, and surely you know this by now. So have fun with King or Queenie. Okay, this one's for pets that are born under the sign of Virgo. That's August 23rd to September 23rd. Well, this month your pets are a little blue. Now, I don't mean their color, unless you got a blue bird or blue tang there. They're just a little lonely, that's all. A little tired, a little restless. So bring on the TLC and get them back to their peppy selves. Use your happy voice, like I'm using right now, and talk to them. Some hugs and some playfulness wouldn't hurt either. Then there is always the old standby, the box of treats. I never saw a pet say no to a treat. The most important thing, though, is to just be around for them. Maybe rent a DVD of Scooby-Doo and watch it together. Okay, well, we're through about half of them now, but we still got a ways to go. I'm going to take myself out for a walk, maybe pick up that Scooby-Doo video. So while I'm doing that, we're going to take a short break. Stay right where you are. I'll be back in a flash.
We've barely scratched the surface. Lucky Stars will transport back into the metaphysical right after these earthly words from our sponsors. Right, Lucky?
Here's the story of a lovely lady who is bringing up three very lovely gulls. Join us every week on Wings and Things with your host, Susan Chamberlain, and get a bird's eye view of everything there is to know about pet birds and how to make your frequent flyer a happy camper. Wings and Things. That's the way we became the Birdie Bunch. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. The moon is in the seventh house, and actually, so are Lucky's treats. So now, with more pet horoscopes and some heavenly snacks, here's Lucky.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lucky Stars. I'm your host, Lucky, and we're chomping our way through this week's pet horoscopes. Well, let's get on with it then. Libra. Now that's September 24th to October 23rd. The pets are ready to party this month. Yeah, they're feeling friendly and would rather hang out with you than be alone. Take them with you as much as possible and play, play, play. They'll be at your feet all month long, following you around to see what you're up to and if they can be part of the action. You can always ask them to fetch something for you. Maybe that cute blonde down the street. Moving on, the next sign is Scorpio. That's for those pets that are born October 24th to November 22nd. This month, it's Paw Prince Charming. The pets are flirting for attention with everyone they meet. It may not be spring, but there's spring fever in the air. So not a bad time to get those boy pets and girl pets together, if you know what I'm saying. Wink, wink. One look into those puppy dog eyes, and you'll give them anything they beg for. Hey, can a cat have puppy dog eyes? Sagittarius is next. That's November 23rd to December 21st. This month, they gotta keep on digging cause they're working for a living. Heh heh, well, full of energy they are. Doing a little home improvement? Maybe there's a job your pet can help you with. digging a hole, fetching a screwdriver. We're talking about the tool here, not the drink. If you can teach your pet to mix you a drink, email me and let me know. After all, your pet is part of the family, and they like to be needed. Maybe there's a pesky crow that needs chasing away. Now there's a good job. For pets born under the sign of Capricorn, that's December 22nd to January 20th, Capricorn pets are feeling restless. Can't find a thing to do with themselves. They're just feeling out of sorts for the moment, not wanting to play or even go for a ride in the car. Maybe they've been watching soap operas on TV when you're not home. Try putting on some music and get them to dance with you. They may not want to, but they'll sure get a kick out of watching you make a damn fool of yourself. Crazy humans. Aquarius. Aquarius is for those pets born January 21st to February 19th. The pets are feeling restless and ready to rock and roll. They want something new and are ready for an adventure. You may find them in your closet, trying on your new shoes. Well, don't get annoyed. Help them find a matching bag. Nah, seriously. They love to be outside, so grab a leash and take them around the neighborhood. Looking to meet some hot new prospect in the park? Well, your pet is a good icebreaker, and they'll be happy to help you. Well, now we're down to the last one for this week, and that would be Pisces. Pisces the fish. That's February 20th to March 20th. Your pets are serious this month. Seriously, folks, they're looking to learn new things, and you may find them reading the ingredients on their pet food box. This is a good time to teach them a new trick, or maybe how to mix that drink. They'll listen to you this month and really be calm, cool, and collected. They'll be feeling real obedient-like and do just about anything you ask them to. So if you want to teach them to do your laundry, now may be a good time to try. Well, that about wraps up the Zodiac for this week and what the stars have in store for your pet for the next 7 days. I'm Lucky, your host, and I'll be dishing out the weekly dose of astrology every week right here on Pet Life Radio. Once again, if you want to contact me to ask me a question or just tell me, hey, Lucky, you rock, well, you can email me at lucky@petliferadio.com. I'm always glad to hear from a happy pet or a happy pet owner. For more information and transcripts of this show or any other show on the Pet Life Radio Network, just go to petliferadio.com. Well, see you again next week. So keep looking up at the stars, but watch where you're walking. You may step in something. I'm Lucky, and I'm out.
Will your dog have a bone to pick with you tomorrow? Is your cat planning a hissy fit? Follow the Dog Star to Pet Life Radio for Lucky Stars, our weekly pet horoscopes. Whether your retriever's a believer or your Pekingese disagrees, this is the place to find out what the stars hold for your favorite furry friend. So pull up a crystal ball every week with your host, international pet astrologer and earth, fire, water, and air Dale, Lucky. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.